And you went there because Diane was there. So.
You could see I was working with myth if I was attracted to Diane, yeah.
Well, but also the feminism, also, I mean, you know, standing up as a woman in a time that was very much dominated. It's still dominated by men, but it was very much at the time. So can you tell us about your friendship with Diane and what she's meant to your work?
Oh, Diane is she's my real mentor. Robert is kind of the god, off and aloof and above, but Diane has been my real mentor throughout, and it's just amazing to have worked with Diane. Her class that she taught, you know, ongoingly was called Hidden Religions, in which she went through hidden religions of historical periods, and myth was a deep, deep part of it.
I did not know that you were in Anacortes, so it makes a lot of sense that Fishtown was a place where you were connected to a very vibrant artistic scene. I was going to say literary arts, but it's also the painters and...
Painters and everything,
Skinny Legs and all, Tom Robbins and what have you. So, and you reference Bob Rose in your poem, another Anacortes poet. Can you tell us a little bit about that milieu in Le Conner, that area, back when you were there, and maybe the poem Fishtown, Lower Skagit?
Yeah, I was not really part of that milieu, although I was in Anacortes at the time, but knew about it and visited and had at least one friend in Fishtown and visited it a couple of times. Went to the famous bar in Le Conner, I think it was the 1890s. I'm not entirely sure of that when I could, but was a young mother with children at home and a teacher. So I wasn't part of it, though I was pretty close and could have been at the time. Yeah, I got to know a lot of those people later.
Who are some of those people?
Well, McNulty and Bob Rose and, and Tom Robbins and who else did I know of that group? I'll think of more, I'm sure.
Okay. Maybe reading Fishtown, Lower Skagit would be a good idea early on in the book.
What page?
I would say that is page 17.
Thank you. Yeah, that poem, about 2 years ago, I think, there was a field trip of some sort put together by North Cascades Institute that had Tim McNulty leading a group of people who signed up in an 18-person native canoe, paddling together, and it was a really goddamn cold day in June. It was one of those miserably cold days with rain constant, which shouldn't happen in June, but does. So we went out looking, and you know, the idea was that they would go around and try to find where some of these shacks, incredible shacks that people built mostly out of driftwood and put together and lived in for a long time as squatters on the land. All gone, of course, in this time. But anyway, so Fishtown, Lower Skagit, and has an epigraph from Bob Rose. Language burned in us. We were wild with ideas. Water rocked under us. Water pours over us from a slate sky. Water collects in the bottom of the boat, drips off our hat brims, soaks through our clothes. Purple larkspur shows vivid against rain-blackened rock faces. Columbine in niches clings in shallow soil. Saxifrage shines white on succulent stems. A red-tailed hawk drifts above, looking for lunch. We rock in the river's current. Paddles ready, then all paddles ahead, and paddles rest, shouted from the back of the boat. a mean wind arrives from the south. We're pilgrims searching the ghost of Fish Tongue, hovering in the Skagit rain. But most shacks have been torn down, the land logged, leaving bare bones, or nothing but green. The hopeful artists and scholars of the estuary scattered, mostly still around the valley, still making art, all in our 60s and 70s now. Some have passed, a life lived for art, as ephemeral as a dance, but many leave a trail of poems and paintings behind. None can quite leave behind the life lived on the Skagit, the youthful hope and dedication. Shacks, landmarks, and channels gone. But rivers have memories, says Bob Rose. Restless, they adjust in their beds. Robert Soon is gone, but his tight little cabin is a refuge from today's rain. We huddle inside and crowd around the wood stove, drink hot tea, and listen to Tim McNulty read Soon's poems of this place. Water, water, herons, rain, swallows, mud and rain again. Even a former resident of Fishtown can't find what was there. The river has changed channels in Fishtown, a state of mind. Yeah, and it was interesting that though there were several who had lived there, they couldn't find the places because rivers change channels and there are different pieces of land here and there than there were. So nobody could find it, but Robert Soon's cabin is still there. And we stopped and had tea there and listened to McNulty read from Soon's poetry. It was quite an amazing day.
He is the presence that kind of lingers over that area. Did you know Robert at all?
Yes and no. I met him, you know, but I didn't really know him. Yeah.
There's very much a Cascadia feel, very much a sense of place when I hear that poem again.
Yeah. Well, certainly Ish River and west of the mountains, Cascadia. Yeah. And it really, I think, does have the feel of that group of artists of Fishtown.